Hey, welcome to the No Brackets podcast. My name is Ulrich Neuer. Just going to refer to myself as Ulrich from here on out. Maybe I'll drop my last name if I feel pretentious. I want for this... So, about the microphone, I'm just using regular Beats X headphones for right now. I'd love to get up my studio microphone and make things more production quality. But I'm worried that if I always wait for the perfect moment to get everything the way I want it, I'm just never going to do it. So I'd like to sort of ease into this. I'll apologize ahead of time for all the background noises and the imperfect audio. So I have many different visions of what this podcast might turn into. But for right now, I kind of want it to be like a mystery box. So I kind of want it to be like an unspecified rhythm of posts. Maybe I post several times a day. Maybe I just post once a week. Ideally, I'd have like a polished hour every week and have it be, you know, more formulaic. But life is too fucking messy right now. It's too complicated. I'm just going to post whenever I can. And maybe that'll help me figure out what this podcast is supposed to be, how it's supposed to be, when it's supposed to be. So you should just expect, anything and everything, nothing at all. There's no envision format. It's called No Brackets. No Brackets stands for, basically nothing that can be put into a box, sort of the indefinable, and more ambitiously, the things that live on the very edge, the things that are outliers, the things that are breaking the mold. I'm personally in love with things around ideation, innovation, creativity, anything that's created that is truly never before existent, never before seen, original in the most original sense of the word. Until I have amazing guests, maybe it's just my arrogant thoughts, maybe my premeditation for the day, whatever feeling I want to get off my chest. By all means, react to it, send voicemails, say whatever you want to say. I'm using Anchor to record and distribute this podcast. So if you want to sort of send voicemails for me to respond to, you can go to the Anchor app, look for No Brackets, and respond that way. Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this idea of need, this idea of need, this idea of something that's requisite in order for something to happen, right? And so it's, in some ways, it's a very intuitive, fundamental understanding. We need, like, oxygen to breathe, we need water to live. We need fundamental things to allow for fundamental and for greater and more complex things to happen. And that idea seems fairly uncontroversial. So if you have a Lamborghini, if you have a Honda Civic, if you have some busted up hand-me-down, if you have anything that requires a fuel, gasoline, if you have a Tesla, you get that you need to put some sort of fuel in there. You need to put some sort of energy. We view energy as sort of the ability to do work. Without the ability to do work, nothing's going to happen. You can have the best car in the world. You don't charge it. If you don't fuel it, it's not going to go. And nobody's going to look at a busted up car and say like, oh, it's such a shitty car because it needs fuel or it needs energy because it doesn't just run off nothing, right? People will say it's a busted up car, but nobody's going to say it's busted up or useless or it's lost its value because it's needful of something. Nobody's going to say like it's deficiency in ability to do work is what makes it intrinsically of lesser value. But we commit this logical fallacy and we do that for people. So if somebody is sort of deficient in motivation or inspiration or willpower or drive to do something, from a psychic perspective, it's no different from a car that doesn't have the energy to go. And it has nothing to do whether it's a busted up, useless, broken car or not, right? Even a car that functions. if it's empty, you're not going to say it's broken because the gas tank is empty. You would never say the car is broken. You'd say it needs fuel. But we don't treat humans this way. We don't treat depression this way. We don't treat so-called mental illness this way. In fact, we don't even ask ourselves what the function of that person is when they're afflicted with the label of a mental illness. We never ask, like, hey, what's your purpose? Like, what is it you're trying to do in this world? We come at it from the perspective of, well, this is what society says this person should be functional at, which happens to be a very generic equivalent of just work the same factory life that everybody else is working. And so we impose like a very generic, normalized view on somebody and assume that's their purpose. That's the equivalent of saying, like, I assume that this vehicle is meant to drive, right? That the function of this vehicle is meant to work like a transportation vehicle. But there's many things that require fuel where their purpose is not transportation to go from A to B, right? Like a computer, you'd never get like the newest Mac laptop and say, like, it failed to take me to work, right? But it might run off of a bunch of energy. It might have a greater energetic need. But its purpose is something else. But with humans, we don't do that. We treat every human machine as if it's equivalent to every human machine. Yes, we're all the same species, but last time I checked, not everybody is an Amazon factory warehouse worker. Not everybody is a cashier. Not everybody is a doctor. So in terms of a purpose of principle, we're actually different machines if you define a machine by the output that the machine is supposed to deliver, by the purpose of that machine, what it's supposed to do. And so we're making all of these logical mistakes, right? I'm in many ways, I'm very metaphysical. I try to be deep. I try to come from a place of something that might be considered new age or inspirational. And I don't try to be new age. Unfortunately, I just naturally am. I think, like, organic new age, like true esoteric truth, comes from a deep compounding of logic, right? And sometimes even deductive reasoning. And just from a purely logical standpoint, take all of spirituality, all of spiritual perspectives out of it, committing, like, mass logical fallacies, just when it comes to success, when it comes to self-esteem, when it comes to need. So leave that as my intro. This is just like the interlude. This is not main message, but what I have to say is about, specifically about success, about self-esteem and about need and how we view these. And I think a very distorted, and ultimately unsuccessful way, and how we ought to view these, and, maybe how we could view these in a more corrective way. That's ultimately healing, and might lead you to more conscious success.